Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. As we kick off hour number two, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Carrying a show over from one, or rather a story over from one hour to the next is an unusual thing, but I think that this particular one is just worth it. We're talking about Sacha Cohen. He is the man, in fact, I think that he's probably one of the comic geniuses of our time, Mark. I just think he's very talented. Sacha Cohen, he plays three different characters, not just Borat. Borat is the one that's in the news right now. Borat is this fake television news reporter from Kazakhstan who just puts people in very uncomfortable situations. He also has two other characters. One is the namesake of the show that he was made famous for, that is Ali G.
Now, Ali G is pretty funny, too.
Ali G is hilarious. He is sort of like this white gangster rapper from Great Britain who also goes around, and again, these people all interact with unknowing individuals around Great Britain and the United States. They get it all on film, and it's very, very funny. I mean, it's performance comedy at its best.
Just turns people into stooges.
Exactly. It's just great stuff to watch, and you can go again to YouTube or Google Video and look for Ali G or Borat. And then there's this third character, which is Bruno. And Bruno is an Australian fashion commentator. He works for Austria. He works for Austria Gay TV, and he goes around and just does all sorts of flamboyant stuff.
Really gay.
Yeah, he's really gay, and he really offends people. I mean, it's just an amazing thing to watch. Now, apparently, Sacha Cohen is going to be the subject of an international diplomatic talk between the president of Kazakhstan, yes, it's actually a real place, and George Bush. He's on the agenda, and so apparently Borat had a response, right? Because the president of Kazakhstan has come out just attacking Sacha Cohen. He's angry that he's out there with this character, Borat, and Borat's making Kazakhstan look bad, and so the Kazakhstan government's coming over here to buy radio advertisements and television advertisements promoting the real Kazakhstan, and... Well, what did he have to say? Borat had to say.
Well, let me first say what the foreign ministry spokesman for Kazakhstan had to say. We view Mr. Cohen's behavior at the MTV Music Awards European edition as utterly unacceptable, being a concoction of bad taste, ill manners, which is completely incompatible with the ethics and civilized behavior of the Kazakhstan people.
Well, he's right. It is bad taste, and I love it. It's great.
In a video in response, Borat said, "In response to Mr. Ashakabev's comments, I'd like to state I have no connection with Mr. Cohen and fully support my government's decision to sue this Jew. Since the 2003 Tulyakev reforms, Kazakhstan is as civilized as any other country in the world. Women can now travel on the inside of a bus. Homosexuals no longer have to wear blue hats. And the age of
I don't know how much of this is true, but okay.
And the age of consent has been raised to 8 years old." I just had to get that in. It's just so funny to me.
All right. Good stuff. Yeah. Sacha Cohen, Borat, Ali G. There already was an Ali G movie, so this is the first Borat movie. Because normally in his show, they kind of change it up. You'll see a segment with Ali G, then they'll do a segment with Borat, mm-hmm. then they'll do a segment with Bruno, and then they'll go back and do them over again.
You know, if you want to see a really, really disturbing picture, it comes with this story from the, I believe it's from the AP, of Sacha Cohen, Borat, in, I don't know, thong jumper thing.
He's as I understand it, and I'm not an expert on this guy, but from the little research that I've done, when he is in character, he's in character. It doesn't matter if the camera is on or off. He's constantly in character. If he looks like Borat, he's Borat at that moment.
Here he looks like he looks like the guy from Chips. I can't remember his name. What's his?
I never watched Chips.
Oh well. I can't remember it offhand.
All right, so you're going to post that on our bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com.
That's correct.
Yes, all right, very good. So you get interactive with us on the phones via email, 800-259-9231. Speaking of email, last night we talked about Pearl. I think we touched on World War II or Pearl Harbor. It was either last night or the night before. And Vince emailed in to say, "Ian, I disagree with your assertion that Roosevelt and other government officials purposely allowed Pearl Harbor to be attacked in order to create a casus belli, which is a justification for war, according to him. It's much more plausible that the government and military bureaucracies were simply unable to react in time to warnings that an attack was imminent. That's the nature of a collective organization." And I agree. That is the nature of a collective organization. They are slow. They are stupid.
You would think that they get this information, they could disseminate it pretty quickly. I mean, our Pacific Fleet was going to be attacked, and it was damaged pretty severely.
There's a corollary to Occam's razor regarding conspiracy theory. Occam's razor states that the simplest explanation is the most likely one. The corollary is that when considering whether hundreds of people successfully kept secret a sinister conspiracy from the public, or whether the government is simply incompetent at everything it does, that the government was probably incompetent. Though I don't know if either of us was suggesting that there were hundreds of people involved in this particular conspiracy. In some of the conspiracy theories that have been posited on this show and others, there absolutely would have to be hundreds, if not thousands, of people that were complicit or had some sort of level of knowledge. But in regards to the Pearl Harbor situation, there's one guy that did quite a bit of research, and I want to bring it up here at this point. He says, by the way, Vince says, in other words, don't attribute malice, what can be adequately explained by stupidity. To that, I bring you to the Independent Institute. It's a pro-liberty organization at independent.org. An interview with Robert Stinnett, which he apparently wrote a book all about this, and he really did his digging. So here's how I see it, and because I think the guy's really just done an amazing job. On November 25th, 1941, Japan's Admiral Yamamoto sent a radio message to a group of Japanese warships that would attack Pearl Harbor on December 7th, so that's a couple weeks in advance. Newly released naval records prove that from November 17th to 25th, the United States Navy intercepted 83 messages that Yamamoto sent to his carriers. Part of the November 25th message read, quote, "The task force, keeping its movements strictly secret and maintaining close guard against submarines and aircraft, shall advance into Hawaiian waters, and upon the very opening of hostilities, shall attack the main force of the United States fleet in Hawaii and deal it a mortal blow," unquote. One might wonder if the theory that President Franklin Roosevelt had foreknowledge of the Pearl Harbor attack would have been alluded to in the Summers movie Pearl Harbor, this was written a couple years ago. Since World War II, many people have suspected that Washington knew the attack was coming. When Thomas Dewey was running for president against Roosevelt in 1944, he found out about America's ability to intercept Japan's radio messages, and thought that the knowledge would enable him to defeat the popular FDR. In the fall of that year, Mr. Dewey planned a series of speeches charging FDR with foreknowledge of the attack. Ultimately, General George Marshall, then chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, persuaded Dewey not to make the speeches. Japan's naval leaders did not realize America had cracked their codes, and Dewey's speeches could have sacrificed America's code-breaking advantage. So Dewey said nothing. And in November, FDR was elected president for the fourth time. Now, though, according to Robert Stinnett, author of Day of Deceit, we have proof. Stinnett's book is dedicated to Congressman John Moss, who is the author of America's Freedom of Information Act. You familiar with this?
I am.
It's the act that allows any American to fill out government paperwork and, in response, get more government paperwork back.
Supposedly.
To get information, or a good chunk of it. According to Stinnett, the answers to the mysteries of Pearl Harbor can be found in the extraordinary number of documents he was able to obtain through the Freedom of Information Act. Cable after cable of decryptions, scores of military messages that America was intercepting, clearly showed that Japanese ships were preparing for war and heading straight for Hawaii. Stinnett, an author, journalist, and World War II veteran, spent 16 years delving into the National Archives. He pored over more than 200,000 documents and conducted dozens of interviews. His meticulous research led Stinnett to a firmly held conclusion. Franklin Delano Roosevelt knew. Quote, "Your boys are not going to be sent into any foreign wars," was Roosevelt's famous campaign statement of 1940. He wasn't being ingenuous. FDR's military and State Department leaders were agreeing that a victorious Nazi Germany would threaten the national security of the United States. Now, how that is, I have no idea. I mean, that's what they were talking about, worried that the Nazis were going to come over here. I mean, how could they really come to that conclusion?
It doesn't seem likely.
I think he came to that conclusion.
At that point, you see, right now, one can imagine getting 150,000 troops across the ocean into Iraq, but I can't imagine how they thought that was going to happen in 1939.
After. It would have happened after Hitler had taken over the continent of Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, how it would happen on top of that is just beyond me. It seems to me that Franklin Delano Roosevelt wanted to get into war and was using that as an excuse. In fact, then he found a better excuse, and that was Pearl Harbor. We'll get to some more details. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to, and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP for your podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. If you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free, of course, by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com.
Plus, it's right there in the front. You type in freetalklive.com, it's right in the middle of the page.
That's true.
White strip.
Which way do you think's easier?
What do you mean?
Which way? Should we direct people to updates.freetalklive.com, or should we just direct them to the front page of the website?
I would think the front page of the website.
Okay. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom? or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the first 1,000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org, talking about Pearl Harbor and what led up to it. Did FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, did he know in advance about the attacks? Was he complicit, essentially, in them by not ordering them to evacuate or be prepared to defend themselves or whatever he could have ordered them to do? And as it turns out, Robert Stinnett, the author of Day of Deceit, he's a military veteran, a World War II veteran, who spent 16 years of his life delving into the National Archives using the Freedom of Information Act in order to unearth all kinds of transmissions and information, and he concatenated it all together into one book where he essentially says, yeah, FDR knew about this stuff. In fact, let's see. According to Stinnett, FDR's military and State Department leaders were agreeing that a victorious Nazi Germany would threaten the national security of the United States. Now, how that's possible, I don't know.
Well, it depends on what your definition of national security is. I mean, you know,
and I don't know what their definition was.
Right, you can call anything you want national security.
In the White House meetings, the strong feeling was that America needed a call to action. This, however, is not what the public wanted.
No, most of the public did not want to go to war.
In fact, 80 to 90% of the American people wanted nothing to do with Europe's war. You think they still maybe had a bad taste in their mouth from World War I?
Yes, they did.
Maybe they figured out that this whole warring around the world idea is not so great for our freedom. Apparently, the American public was clued in at that point, but despite their opinions, according to Stinnett, Roosevelt provoked Japan to attack us. He let it happen at Pearl Harbor and thus galvanized the country to war. Many who came into contact with Roosevelt during that time hinted that FDR wasn't being forthright about his intentions in Europe. After the attack on the Sunday evening of December 7th, Roosevelt had a brief meeting at the White House with Edward Murrow, the famous journalist, and William Donovan, the founder of
Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea.
The founder of the Office of Strategic Services. Later, Donovan told an assistant that he believed FDR welcomed the attack and didn't seem surprised. The only thing Roosevelt seemed to care about, Donovan felt, was if the public would now support a declaration of war. According to Day of Deceit, in October 1940, FDR adopted a specific strategy to incite Japan to commit an overt act of war. Part of the strategy was to move America's Pacific Fleet out of California and anchor it in Pearl Harbor. Now, it doesn't talk about what we suggested the other night, and that was that he ordered the ships moved closer together, but essentially he ordered them moved farther away from the mainland.
As though being in Pearl Harbor wasn't close enough.
Admiral James Richardson, the commander of the Pacific Fleet, strongly opposed keeping the ships in harm's way in Hawaii. He expressed this to President Roosevelt, and so the president relieved him of his command.
Wow.
Later, Richardson quoted Roosevelt as saying, quote, "Sooner or later, the Japanese will commit an overt act against the United States, and the nation will be willing to enter the war." To those who believe that government conspiracies can't possibly happen, Day of Deceit could prove to them otherwise. Stinnett's well-documented book makes a convincing case that the highest officials of the government, including the highest official, fooled and deceived millions of Americans about one of the most important days in the history of the country. It now has to be considered one of the most definitive, if not the definitive book on the subject. Gore Vidal has said, quote, "Robert Stinnett has come up with most of the smoking guns. Day of Deceit shows that the famous surprise attack was no surprise at all to our war-minded rulers." And John Tolan, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of the Pearl Harbor book Infamy, says, "Step by step, Stinnett goes through the prelude to war using new documents to reveal the terrible secrets that have never been disclosed to the public. It's disturbing that 11 presidents, including those that I admired, kept the truth from the public until Stinnett's Freedom of Information Act request finally persuaded the Navy to release the evidence." So there you go. According to this guy's research, FDR absolutely knew that there was an attack coming and did nothing. In fact, nothing to prevent it and did everything to encourage it. What do you have to say to that?
Well, I'm comparing it to the 9/11 truthers and their evidence and that kind of thing. And I generally don't believe all those stories. And
nor do I. But I think it's fair to bring that up, Mark. It's very fair. Well, why are we spending time on this? Why are we talking about it? Well, because it's a historical controversy at this point.
And it's the largest justification for war that America has.
Sure.
Because World War II was a righteous war and we saved the Jews, as though the Jews had anything to do with us going to war. Then all wars are justified because World War II was justified, mm-hmm. which, of course, World War II was created by World War I. If it hadn't have been for the Treaty of Versailles, is that it? And the just the terrible things that
the ouster of the German Chancellor or whatever, or
I think
the Kaiser,
the Kaiser. Yeah. If it hadn't been for all that, then there wouldn't have been a World War II.
Exactly right.
If we would have stayed out of World War I, it wouldn't have been such a sound trouncing that Germany got, and then the Treaty of Versailles wouldn't have been such a harsh document.
I think you bring up an important point. And whenever we talk about war on Free Talk Live, if we're on more stations we're on, like on a Saturday night show, for instance, the more likely somebody's going to call in and bring up World War II as an excuse for going to war around the world.
If we say that we shouldn't have foreign policy that takes us to foreign lands to fight wars, the immediate thing that happens is World War II, right away.
And nobody's making claims on this show about wild-eyed conspiracy theories. I mean, the conspiracy theorists for the 9/11 truth movement range everything from the government was behind it to there were hologrammatic airplanes that hit the buildings. I mean, have you heard these claims? They're just nutso.
That
stuff.
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's just bizarre crackpottery from people that are spending way too much time looking at the same video frames over and over again. So I don't think it's necessarily fair to compare one with the other. I mean, it's certainly possible that the government was behind 9/11. I'm not ruling that out. But at this point, there's no real evidence of that actually being the case. It's just supposition and hypothesis. And even if it does come out later
on... Not conclusive evidence, at the very least.
Right, and even if it does come out... But what we know to be the case is that it was used as an excuse to invade Iraq. It was used as an excuse to invade Afghanistan. And it's circumstantial evidence like that does lead some credence to what the conspiracy theorists or the 9/11 truthers have been talking about. What does it matter in the long term? Well, does this matter in the long term? I mean, really, Free Talk Live getting on the air and revealing what the supposed truth is about World War II, is that going to change a lot of Americans' minds? No. And would it have any effect on the warlike mentality of Americans today? No. Not at all.
In the same way that a 9/11 truther would say, well, it was all faked and we shouldn't be in Iraq, then in the same way that we're saying World War II... essentially Roosevelt set up the attack on Pearl Harbor, so we shouldn't have gone to World War II. It has that same ring to it.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. go to www.gvano.com. That's www.gvano.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. Both of them on the house, freetalklive.com.
Looking for a little politically independent common sense? Download the show hosted by a man once referred to as Michael Moore and Ann Coulter's love child. Loud, fast, and smart, it's a show already popular with many FTL fans. Common Sense with Dan Carlin. You can get the MP3 or podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
Yes, indeed. So we were talking about the Pearl Harbor incident and as to whether or not Franklin Delano Roosevelt actually knew in advance. And I think it's important to clarify, to clarify why it is that this is important, but yet we ignore all of the conspiracy stuff about 9/11. Because essentially we could be accused of conspiracy mongering by bringing this up, by suggesting that, as Robert Sinnott does in his book Day of Deceit, by suggesting that FDR, and this is based on evidence, that he was aware of the Pearl Harbor attack and did nothing to prevent it. In fact, he encouraged it. Somebody could easily call in and say, hey guys, you guys are always slamming the 9/11 truthers, but here you are doing conspiracy mongering yourself. And I think it would be a legitimate critique.
I think it would be too. I just happen to believe this one, and I don't believe the other one.
Well, not that I don't believe...
Maybe it's just because I want to.
Not that I don't believe the other one. I think that the 9/11 truth movement has some credence. I think they have some semblance of truth.
They're certainly picking apart the story.
But there are so many claims, and so many contradictory claims within the so-called 9/11 truth movement. I mean, they're still trying to figure out what their official story is. They know that they don't believe the government story, but whose story do they believe? Is it the one about the cigar-shaped holograms crashing into the building, or is it the one about the chemtrail? Okay, there's no chemtrails involved, but I mean, these are the types of people. These are the types of people that that subscribe to these theories, and as you pointed out before, Mark, the question of World War II and why we got into it is really a critical moment in time in American history. Not to suggest that the World Trade Center bombings or the World Trade Center crashes was not a critical time as well. It certainly was. And I think what we need to focus on, at least now, is the response to the World Trade Center bombings. Regardless of who was behind it, what happened was the government became bigger. The government got more out of control, and that's what we have to deal with now in the current. If you want to spend all your time doing research, like this guy did, he did 16 years worth of research on this, and you can come up with some real hard evidence, great, we'll talk about it. But until then, 9/11 truth is nothing more than speculation. Really, it's nothing more than that.
And the invasion of Iraq is a jump in logic at the very best from what happened on 9/11, whereas the attack of Japan and the beginning of World War II is almost a logical step from what happened in Pearl Harbor.
But if you want to call us out, 800-259-9231, just be aware, we're ready for you. Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. I've got the information on this that y'all want. I can fax this to y'all.
What information?
Okay, this comes from the book of the House of David. And see, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was from the House of David, okay? And the thing is, this goes back to...
Isn't that your house, too?
Yeah. Anyway, this has to do... This has to do with Israel, okay? And I'll read you a little something right here. It says real quick, they call it the sycamore trees cut down. One may compare the destruction of the World Trade Towers on September 11, 2001 to Hitler's invasion of Poland on September 1, 1939. In the sense that both events marked the beginning of a great war, whereas World War II pitted the descendants of the ancient Israelite tribes of Gad, Simeon, Levi, and Issachar against the descendants of ancient Israelite tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh, which that's us in Britain.
Okay.
Reuben, Benjamin, Judah, and others, the war against the terrorists who hijacked the airplanes flown to the World Trade Towers are pitting the descendants of all the ancient Israelite tribes against those
terrorists.
Can
you sum this up, Paula? Like,
okay, it's what
so
it
we
is.
Can understand?
This is, all right, this is in the Bible also, okay? If you'll go to Hosea, you'll go to Jeremiah, you'll go...
What's there, in the Bible?
It's all in there.
What?
It's all about this. It's in there. Well, like I'm just talking about this attack is in the Bible.
What are you talking about? They didn't have airplanes back then.
Honey, this has all been prophesied ahead of time.
Oh, come on.
It has.
You probably believe in Nostradamus as well.
It's in Jeremiah 37.
Do you have the Nostradamus trilogy there also, Paula?
No. But anyway, we are going to be attacked, okay?
Wait, now, why is it that the Bible is more credible than Nostradamus?
Well, I have the correct Hebrew translation of this, okay? I just got this. And it tells exactly that we are going to be attacked. They're going to come into our country, and matter of fact, down through Canada. It says right here, there's a far greater than any ancient war. It must be the great invasion by Russia and her satellite slave states, prophesied Ezekiel chapter 38-39.
Wow.
The long and detailed prophecies of those two chapters show that Russia's red hordes will make a double invasion. One invasion will be through the Near East.
So these are the red hordes, Russia? Russia attacked us on 9/11?
They're the Assyrians, driving down east and south of Turkey. Then they will go through Iran, Iraq, and Jordan.
Are you reading from the Bible right now?
No. This is from the information from the correct translation of the Hebrew.
What Hebrew? The Bible? The original Bible? Or what?
Yes. The correct translation. The Bible was mistranslated.
Do you actually read Hebrew?
I'm reading it. It's typed here, okay? It's explaining all this.
I see.
It's in English.
Okay, so then they will...
Wait. Okay, Paula. I'm just going to take your word for it. Hold on, hon. I'm going to take your word for it. What's the next step? I mean, if this prophesies everything, if it's prophesies...
Now.
Hold on now. Let me ask you the question before you answer. If it has prophesized that 9/11 was going to happen and the attacks were going to... that the United States was going to invade as a result... What's next? What's the next
step? That's what I was coming to, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so then they will proceed to the Jewish state.
You've got to summarize it, Paula, because...
Okay, they're going to come through the Middle... They're going
to
come through the Middle East. Just hold on. They're going
to
come in through the Middle East and the Suez Canal. Then they're going to come down through the North Pole. They will also come through eastern Siberia, down through Canada, into the United States.
Who is they? You're talking about more hijackers?
The Assyrians, the Russians, okay?
Why are the Russians going to come here? The Russians are... Fine.
You have to understand who they are. Okay, they're the ones that took us prisoner to begin with in Jerusalem.
The Russians?
Yes, they're the Assyrians. Okay, they're also the children of Satan. Okay.
Oh my.
But anyway, see, back a long time ago when this all started, the both sons of Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, were both. She was seduced by Satan himself, and the only child of Adam and Eve was Seth.
Now, Mark, you are a sort of a biblical scholar. I mean, how do you respond to this? These claims
that seems completely inaccurate to me.
It's even about our borders in here. That this is why they're leaving our borders. They're trying. It's what they're trying. We're living the prophecies. This is what's happening.
So what's going to happen next? You say the Russians are going to come in from the Bering Strait,
Yeah, they're
and
gonna
they're
going to
invade the United States.
Yeah. that a
in what form? I mean, now wait a minute. Now,
you sure this isn't some prophecy from the 80s? Because
no, this is the corrected. See, my family helped decipher the Bible. Okay,
great.
James,
that's awesome.
And at the time they did it, a lot of them were confused about the way the words are being used and stuff like that.
But you've got the correct translation.
Yes,
so what I want to know is, okay, you said that before they invaded, the Syrians came in through Canada so they could take the planes and hijack them and run them into buildings and everything. But what's the new invasion going to be? What are they going to do?
This is next. That's what I'm telling you. This is next.
Right. What is next?
That's what I'm telling you. We're going to be invaded down through Canada. And this is why our border...
Is it going to be an army? Is it going to be just a couple guys?
Yes.
I mean...
Yes.
Ninjas.
It's an army of Syrians and Russians that are going to invade the United States for the purposes of what, Paula? What are they going to do?
All right, this is
build a monument to Satan? I mean, what are they going to do?
No. This is all right. We have done some pretty bad things ourselves. We're not innocent, okay?
Sure.
And we're under God's anger right now of things that we have done, what we've allowed to happen to this country. And the thing is, we have to answer for what we've done. But God,
so people are going to die. That's what you're saying. People are going to die.
No. God tells you right here what he's going to do.
Okay,
I'll read it to you right here. Oh, Yahweh says, O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thy help. I will be thy king.
It's so dry, Paula. Give me the translation.
I'm trying to tell you what God himself is saying.
Well, you're going to have to interpret God. What is it that he's saying?
Okay,
you know this stuff inside and out.
He's going to save thee in all thy cities. Okay,
so
he's going to help.
God's so busy helping people out. Could you have him send a couple of bucks my way? I mean, now that he's actively in everyone's lives, I could use a couple of bucks.
Okay,
here's what I want to know. Wait, Paula, hold on. Here's what I want to understand about this. If this was all prophesied, if it's all in the Bible or whatever,
it is.
And you're aware of it, why is it that the Syrians and the Russians aren't aware of it? I mean, would they want to go through with this?
They all know.
But then they know they're going to be stopped. They know that Jesus is going
to
step in and cast a bolt of lightning at them. And kaboom.
This is just part of what
they'll just disappear. All the invaders. Paula, thanks for the call. Hallelujah. For Satan.
Satan's kids.
I'm Satan's kids? 800.
I think you are.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, and you literally can bring up anything. Hey, coming up, Mark, you've got something about a successful government program? A government success story? We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Some of our listeners have been getting antsy, Mark, about the Free Talk Live store, and I totally understand we've gone above and beyond our original deadline. We had had a pre-order phase for the launch of the store at store.freetalklive.com, selling Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts and other things like that, DVD sets as well. And we were originally intending to end it at the end of August. We decided to move to New Hampshire, got caught up in the move, things have been a little hectic, plus we needed to extend the deadline on the pre-order phase, simply because we just don't have enough pre-orders. It's not to say that if we don't get enough that we're not going to make the products. We are. I'll pitch in whatever else I need to. Like, I'll dig into personal funds and throw in whatever I need to.
We're going
to
get it.
Do AMP dollars or something. We'll make this happen. It's not a lot that we need to make up. We're darn close to the level of orders that we need to make this sort of a self-sustaining thing that can continue on into the future. So if you've been holding off on ordering your Free Talk Live stuff, you need to go to store.freetalklive.com right now and take advantage of the pre-order discount. It is in effect through Constitution Day. What day is that, Mark?
Constitution Day?
Figures that you don't know.
I don't know.
September 17th. That's this coming Sunday. So on September 17th, I'm probably at the end of the day on September 17th, we're closing out pre-orders. Prices will return to normal. If you go to store.freetalklive.com, you'll see regular prices. But if you add the items to your cart, that's when you're going to notice an over 7% discount attached. So if you've been holding off, do it. Because, I mean, really, there's no reason to withhold. If you're somebody that wants Free Talk Live swag, hats and shirts and all that, then, I mean, we're not going to just take your money and run. We're a radio show. We're going to be here for a long time, and I don't know what's holding some people back. Maybe it's tight funds. There's a lot of people that have, like, Downsize DC has trouble getting money from people in the summertime, for instance. So maybe it's the summer doldrums. But if you want to get that discount, now's the time to do it, because we're going to be ordering the products after the 17th, and that means that we'll fulfill the orders sometime, hopefully in October, if the products come in as planned. And at this point, there's no reason to believe that they won't. And, of course, if something happens and goes wrong, you'll get a refund. So you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. At store.freetalklive.com. Have I made that clear, Mark, what's going on here? Okay, store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. To Greg in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how you doing? I really enjoy your show.
Glad you're out there. What's on your mind, sir?
A couple of real quick points regarding Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
Number one, FDR was in big trouble because by 38, 39, the New Deal was failing. And he had to get us in the war to get the economy jump-started. All of the aircraft carriers were ordered out of Pearl Harbor. Stay away and stay out of Pearl Harbor. And all the aircraft that were on the runways in Pearl Harbor and all the battleships tied up in the harbor were all obsolete. The P-40 aircraft that were there were all obsolete by the beginning of World War II. Those battleships were World War I battleships. Sadly, I think those guys were sacrificed to get us into the war, to jumpstart the economy, and, you know, to make the government a little bigger and stronger. And I had a couple of things.
Yes,
I'm not a big conspiracy guy. I'm a former Marine officer. But when I saw the video of Tower 7, that was an implosion. There's just no other way to look at that. And when I looked at that, I had to look at the towers and started doing some research. Those towers were specifically designed to withstand aircraft penetrations like they had. No tower, no modern steel structure since then or before then has ever come down due to fire.
Those to be actually, according to one
ever.
Of the... I see what you're saying, and I've heard those claims repeated, but if you go to loosechangeguide.com, there's a sentence-by-sentence debunking of a lot of these claims that you're making. It's just not true, apparently, that no building has come down due to fire. That's just a claim that some of the conspiracy people have made and people have eaten up without actually checking the facts. Now, I'm not saying that...
I can't think of any building that's
come down. I'm not saying that loosechangeguide.com is the holy book of all things that are true and false about 9/11. Not at all. But it's an interesting rebuttal to virtually all of the claims that I've seen made by the conspiracy theorists. So for one side, there's another side, and then there's another side to contradict it. I mean, it's hard to make these claims, especially if you actually haven't delved through the archives of every single building burning in history, and I'm sorry, but I don't think the kids that made Loose Change have done that.
Probably not. I will go check out their website, but I did do quite a bit of reading of reprints of articles on the Alex Jones website there, mm-hmm. InfoWars, and, you know, he had the actual articles, interviews with the guys that built the buildings, you know, recounts of stories of fires in buildings out in L.A. There was a fire in L.A. in a mm-hmm. bank building for 3 days. That building is still up. It's being occupied today.
It's definitely suspicious, and it's definitely... Greg, it's suspicious and it's interesting as to why the buildings collapsed in the way that they did, especially Building 7. Some people have claimed that there were alternative views of Building 7, that the conspiracy theorists, the 9/11 truthers, haven't shown where it does show significant damage on the other sides of the building. They're just leaving that stuff out. I mean, there's all kinds of information out there to counteract some of these things. I don't know what the real truth is, but really, I mean, how are they going to get explosives into these buildings? I mean, what we're talking about, a controlled demolition, is something that takes a month to set up. I mean, it's something that takes a team, a large team of demolitions experts. You can't just send two CIA agents in with some C4 and expect to take down a building. It's just not going to happen that way.
Certainly not the largest buildings in the world.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, and I have to tell you, that's been one of the biggest problems that I've had, is the number of people that would have to be involved and know about this, and... You know, that's been a stumbling block for me to just go whole hog and believe this whole, you know, that the government was responsible for this thing.
Is it possible?
There's a few companies in the world that do that.
There's few what now?
There's only a few companies in the world that do that.
Controlled demolitions, you mean?
Yeah.
Right. And there's no way that a controlled demolition company is going to come in and accept a government contract to blow up the World Trade Center. I mean, that's just nuts to believe that that would actually be the case. So there's plenty of holes in the conspiracy side, just as there's plenty of holes in the government side of things. Was there an elite group of people at the high upper echelon of government that orchestrated a hijacking and a flying into of buildings? Maybe so. Was there bombs in the building? That's questionable at best. As the guy at loosechangeguide.com suggests, the excerpts that Alex Jones and the others have put into their films of people saying that they heard explosions, I heard an explosion, etc., to suggest that there were bombs going off. Well, he points out that, yeah, when a bunch of stuff from up high falls really far down to the ground and hits the ground, to people not actually seeing it happen, it's going to sound like an explosion has occurred. So there's all kinds of really understandable, easy to digest, rebuttals to some of the conspiracy claims. And again, I saw the movie Loose Change, and I've seen the Alex Jones films, and they're very entertaining. They're very well produced, but they're just not well researched. And barest minimum of research that has been done by the debunkers easily debunks the claims in these movies. I mean, it's actually really entertaining to read this Loose Change guide, because it's just amazing how much misinformation there is in the conspiracy videos as well. Your thoughts, Greg?
I'll have to check him out.
There you go. Loosechangeguide.com. Let us know what you think. Take a look at it, and then give us a call back, and let me know what you think of that, because I'd like to hear some other people's opinions. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, because when you present these objections or these rebuttals to a 9/11 truther, they immediately come back and they claim that, well, all of the rebuttals have been rebutted at this point, too, and so it's all thrown out the window as well. I mean, it's just going to be a back and forth, I guess, forever on this. You're never going to be able to convince one side of the other and the other side that the other's right. It's just going to be people warring at one another for the rest of time, just like they are about John F. Kennedy. You know, who shot Kennedy?
And World War II.
Yep.
Pearl Harbor.
800-259-9231. All right, Mark, you got an email about a successful government program, because continuing the tradition of Libertarian candidate Harry Brown, the late Libertarian candidate Harry Brown, we like to ask, well, what's your favorite government program? What government program really delivers on its promises and doesn't have all sorts of unintended consequences to its actions?
Well, this one's from Max, and I'm not sure he hits the nail on the head on this one, but it's the only government success story email I've ever gotten.
Okay.
So I feel
he's
like
trying.
It deserves reading for that very reason. Max, I have a genuine government success story. I live in Butte, Montana, just like our caller. The local government is...
That guy's in Kalispell, but go ahead.
Well, in Montana.
Okay.
Local government is Butte Silver Bow. The city of Butte and the county of Silver Bow are one government. In the 1970s, they merged. I think it was a way of cutting costs. You'll perhaps recall the recent Daily Show bit about our toxic pit of acid as a tourist attraction. But I digress. On to the success story. I run a business that owns multiple properties. We pay property taxes every 6 months. Twice now, I've made mistakes and paid for properties for which no taxes were owed. These taxes had already been escrowed out of the financing payments. The success is that twice now, Butte Silver Bow has quickly, quietly, and without any prompting on my part, returned excess portion by cutting me a check. Of course, it would be great not to pay taxes, but in the meantime, here's an example of government doing the right thing.
He's saying he overpaid, and they cut him the excess.
Right. I mean, the accounting of taxes and them doing it properly and cutting you back a check, I wouldn't doubt for a minute that you know, this government and many have done this.
And in a smaller local government, there's a chance that there are some honest bureaucrats there trying to do the right
thing. I think the IRS would do it.
That's an issue of individuals more than it is, I think, a government program.
Agree.
More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.